I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. With the solstice drawing near, usually cold nights, snow flurries, and wind chills make us run for the hot tea and cider. But not this year. November was one of the warmest on record in Vermont, and it's continuing into December. The record for latest measurable snowfall in Burlington is December 21st, and it looks like we may break that record this year. The major cause for the warm early winter is El Niño. It's particularly strong and is predicted to stay warm into January before cooling later in the winter. For the gardener, the warm weather is a blessing and a curse. We still are harvesting Brussels sprouts, kale, root crops, and parsley from our garden. Even old broccoli plants are sending up new shoots. On the downside, I've seen daylilies starting to grow close to houses, bulbs poking their noses out of the soil, and my mother-in-law has anemones blooming. Is this a concern? Actually not. Luckily, most plants are still in their dormant phase. This means they're resting due to internal factors or the biological clock inside the plant itself. Even with the warm weather this fall, perennials and woody plants won't grow much this time of year, even if you see a few flowers. By January and February, most plants have completed their internal rest. However, because of the cold weather, they stay in a dormancy called quinescence until April or May. A bigger concern is if this warm weather continues into March. Then we can run the risk of plants growing too early and getting zapped by a freeze. There isn't much we can do about the weather, but mulching perennials, bulbs, and shrubs can help keep the soil cool and prevent them from growing too early. And now for this week's tip. 'Tis the time of holiday gift giving. Consider a good book for the gardener in your family, and I humbly recommend my own foodscaping book for anyone wanting to grow more food that looks beautiful, too, in their yard. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about mistletoe. Happy holidays, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.